Chapter 11 Review. Recall that Chapter 11 was on error handling. Error handling is concerned with techniques used to detect errors and how to respond to those errors appropriately. Moreover, error handling should also be structured such that it helps detect bugs efficiently during software development by implementing frequent checks and verifications. In this chapter, we looked at three error detection and handling methods: error codes, exception handling, and asserts. As far as the exam goes, there are not many questions about this topic that can be asked. There might be some light definition-type questions that test whether you understand the three types of error handling discussed in this chapter. When using error codes to handle errors, for every function or method we write, we have it return a value, which signifies whether the function or method executed successfully or not. If it succeeded, then we return a code that signifies success. If it failed, then we return a predefined value that specifies where and why the function or method failed. One of the shortcomings of error codes is that for a single function call, we end up writing much more error handling code, thereby bloating the size of the program. Exception handling works like this. In a segment of code, if something unexpected or an error occurs, the code throws an exception. An exception is represented with the class object, and as such can do anything a normal C++ class object can do. Once an exception has been thrown, the stack unwinds until it finds a catch block that handles the exception. One of the benefits of exception handling is that the error handling code is not intertwined with non-error handling code. In other words, we move all error handling code into a catch block. This is convenient from an organizational standpoint. Another benefit of exception handling is that we do not need to handle a thrown exception immediately. Rather, the stack will unwind until it finds a catch block that handles the exception. This is convenient because, as functions can call other functions, which call other functions, and so on, we do not want to have error handling code after every function or method. Instead, with exceptions, we can catch the exception at the top-level function call, and any exception thrown in the inner function calls will eventually percolate up to the top function call, which can catch the error. Be aware that the functionality of exception handling is not free and introduces some performance overhead. To use the assert function, you must include the standard library CAssert. The assert function takes a single Boolean expression as an argument. If the expression is true, then the assertion passes. That is, what was asserted is true. Conversely, if the expression evaluates to false, then the assertion fails, and a message is displayed along with the dialog box. The key fact about asserts is that they are only used in the debug version of a program. When you switch the compiler into release mode, the assert functions are filtered out.